那么今天给大家讲一部演讲 Questioning the Universe by Stephen Hawking。 史蒂芬霍金教授提出了一些关于我们宇宙的重要问题，宇宙如何开始，生命如何起源，宇宙中只有我们吗？与此同时呢，霍金教授也讨论了我们探究破解这些问题的途径。There is nothing bigger or older than the universe. The questions I would like to talk about are 1. Where did we come from? How did the universe come into being? Are we alone in the universe? Is there alien life out there? What is the future of the human race? Up until the 1920s, everyone thought the universe was essentially static and unchanging in time.Then it was discovered that the universe was expanding. Distant galaxies were moving away from us. This meant they must have been closer together in the past. If we extrapolate back, we find we must have all been on top of each other about 15 billion years ago. This was the Big Bang, the beginning of the universe. But was there anything before the Big Bang? If not, what created the universe?Why did the universe emerge from the Big Bang the way it did? We used to think that the theory of the universe could be divided into two parts. First, there were the laws like Maxwell's equations and general relativity that determined the evolution of the universe, given state over all of the space at one time. And second, there was no question of the initial state of the universe. We have made good progress on the first part.But now have the knowledge of the laws of evolution in all but the most extreme conditions. But until recently, we have had little idea about the initial conditions for the universe. However, this division into laws of evolution initial conditions depends on time and space being separate and distinct. Under extreme conditions, general relativity and quantum theory allow time to behave like another dimension of space.This removes the distinction between time and space, and means the laws of evolution can also determine the initial state. The universe can spontaneously create itself out of nothing. Moreover, we can calculate a probability that the universe was created in different states. These predictions are in excellent agreement with observations by the WMAP satellite of the cosmic microwave background.Which is an imprint of the very early universe. We think we have solved the mystery of creation. Maybe we should patent the universe and charge everyone royalties for their existence. I now turn to the second big question. Are we alone, or is there other life in the universe? I believe that life arose spontaneously on the Earth. So it must be possible for life to appear on other suitable planets.Of which there seem to be a large number in the galaxy. But we don't know how life first appeared. We have two pieces of observational evidence on the probability of life appearing. The first is that we have fossil of algae from 3.5 billion years ago. The Earth was formed 4.6 billion years ago and was probably too hot for about the first half billion years.So life appeared on Earth within half a billion years of it being possible, which is short compared to the 10 billion year lifetime of a planet of Earth type. This just suggests that a probability of life appearing is reasonably high. It was very low. One would have expected it to take most of the 10 billion years available. On the other hand, we don't seem to have been visited by aliens. I'm discounting the reports of UFOs.Why would they appear only to cranks and weirdos? If there is a government conspiracy to suppress the reports and keep for itself the scientific knowledge the aliens bring, it seems to have been a singularly ineffective policy so far. Furthermore, despite an extensive search by the SETI project, we haven't heard any alien television quiz shows. This probably indicates that There are no alien civilization at our stage or development within a radius of a few hundred light years. Issuing an insurance policy against abduction by aliens seems a pretty safe bet. This brings me to the last of the big question, the future of the human race. If we are the only intelligent beings in the galaxy, we should make sure we survive and continue. But we are entering an increasingly dangerous period of our history. Our population, our use of the finite resources of planet Earth are growing exponentially, along with our technical ability to change the environment for good or ill. But our genetic code still carries the selfish and aggressive instincts that were of survival advantage in the past. It will be difficult enough to avoid disasters in the next 100 years, let alone the next 1,000 or 1,000,000. Our only chance of long-term survival is not to remain lurking on planet Earth, but to spread out into space. The answers to these big questions show that we have made remarkable progress in the last 100 years. But if we want to continue beyond the next 100 years, our future is in space. That is why I'm in favor of manned, or should I say personed, space flight. All of my life, I have sought to understand the universe and find answers to these questions. I have been very lucky that my disability has not been a serious handicap. Indeed, it has probably given me more time than most people to pursue the quest for knowledge. The ultimate goal is a complete theory of the universe, and we're making good progress. Thank you for listening. Professor, if you had to guess either way, do you now believe that it is more likely than not that we are not alone in the Milky Way? As a civilization of our level of intelligence or higher, this answer took 7 minutes and really gave me an insight into the incredible act of generosity this whole talk was for TD. Stephen Hawking said, I think it quite likely that we are the only civilization within several hundred light years. Otherwise, we would have heard radio waves. The alternative is that civilization don't last very long, but destroy themselves. Thank you for that answer. We'll take it as a salutary warning. I think for the rest of our conference this week, Professor, we really thank you for the extraordinary effort you made to share your questions with us today. Thank you very much indeed. 好了，一篇演讲哈，我给大家读完了，不知道大家有没有听明白？也就是霍金求到苍茫宇宙，就讲这个宇宙哈，到底是怎么来的？There's nothing bigger or older than the universe. 没有再比宇宙更大或者更老的了。问题是我 I would like to talk about R1. 我想要去探讨的问题是一个，我们从哪儿来？那么宇宙是怎么出现的？ Are we alone in the universe? 我们在宇宙是 孤独的吗？ Is there alien life out there? 外面有没有这个外星人？What's the future of the human race? 这个人类的未来是什么？ Human race 是人类这个生物啊，这个 race 是种族的意思，也有浸泡，也有种族。Up until the 1920s, 直到1920年，每一个人都以为宇宙就是一个 essentially static, 静止不变 ,static, S-T-A-T-I-C, 代表静电啊，那么形容词就是静止不变的意思。Was essentially static and unchanging in time. 然后是不变的。Then was discovered that the universe was expanding. 于是乎我们探讨出来宇宙是在膨胀。原来宇宙其实在膨胀。Distant galaxy were moving away from us. 远处的这个星系呢离我们越来越远。这就意味着呢在以前的时候他们一定离我非常近。If we extrapolate, extrapolate 断定，如果我们断定呢，推断呢，往回推啊。We find we must have all been on top of each other about 15 billion years ago. This was the Big Bang, the beginning of the universe. 往后推算就会发现我们都曾约在150亿年前呢互相堆叠在一起，正是这个霹雳大爆炸宇宙的起始。霹雳大爆炸就是 Big Bang， 宇宙的起源就是 Big Bang， 他就这么认为。 But was there anything before the Big Bang？ 那么爆炸之前有什么？ If not, what created the universe？ 那么宇宙是由什么创造出来的？为什么宇宙是从宇宙大爆炸里面萌发出来的呢？我们以前想说 The theory of the universe could be divided into two parts， 曾经想过说这个宇宙这个学说呢可以被分成两部分。第一个呢，也就是有这种有这种规律，像麦克斯韦方程组，还有那个广义相对 general relativity that determine the evolution of 决定着这个宇宙的进化 given its state over all of space at one time， 给这个宇宙一个解释哈。第二个呢， there was no question of the initial state of the universe， 就是宇宙的起始呢是没有问题的，宇宙的起始状态是没有问题的， no question。 We have made good progress on the first part， 那么第一块呢我们已经做得非常好了，现在呢已经知道 the laws of evolution all but the most extreme condition， 已经知道了这个这个进化的这个规律，还有 but the most extreme condition， 但是就是非常极端的条件下。那么刚才我给大家重新翻译一下啊，第一部分呢我们取得良好的进展，除了那个极端状况以外，现在呢已对演化的规律呢所有的境况下这些进程有所掌握，可直至最近呢我们仍对宇宙当时的这个周围条件不甚了解。然而这个演化律及初始条件的界分啊，就叫做这个时空分明这个概念内啊，等我给大家重新说一下这块。但直到最近呢，我们 have little ideas about the initial conditions of the universe， 我们对宇宙的初始的条件呢有非常小的理解。但是呢 this division into laws of evolution and initial conditions depends on time and space being separate and distinct， 但是呢这个分离呢这个法律的这个分开呢就是进化还有这个 initial conditions 就初始条件，它取决于时间还有空间它们是被分开而且被分类 distinct 分类。在极端的条件下呢，这个广义相对论还有这个量子理论呢允许时间to behave like another dimension of space， 允许时间去像一个 另一个维空间，就允许时间呢就是用这种 另一维的宇宙来表达时间。 This removes the distinction between time and space， 于是呢就把时间呢与宇宙呢里面的隔阂给它移开了。 Means the laws of evolution can also determine the initial state，于是就是说这个进化的理论呢也是可以决定初始状态的。 The universe can spontaneously create itself out of nothing， 宇宙呢可以突然之间的把就是从无突然间生成出来。更多的呢我们可以计算得到一个几率就这个宇宙我们创造出来的它有不同的状态。这些预测呢 are in excellent agreement with observation by the WMAP satellite of the cosmic microwave background， 这些预测呢都与这个什么东西是保持高度一致，什么呢就是 WMAP 这个卫星的这个观察它这个观察是宇宙的这个微波我们说这个微波的这个观察呢和我们的预测是一致的， which is an imprint of the very early universe, 是这个早期宇宙的一个标志啊。We think we have solved the mystery of creation. 我们以为我们已经解决了这个那个创造的这个creation, 就是创造的谜团。也许 maybe we should patent the universe and charge everyone royalties for this existence. 也许呢我们可以 patent, 什么意思呢叫做专利的意思。也许我们可以就是取得专利权的这个宇宙呢还有 charge everyone royalties for their existence. Royalties 是版税啊我们可以就是把宇宙作为一种专利啊申请专利然后给每一个人的存在呢申请版税啊要版税让人付税啊。I now turn to the second big question. 现在呢我们来探讨第二个大问题。我们是一个吗 ?Or is there other life in the universe? 或者在这个宇宙中是不是还有其他的生命存在 ?We believe that life arose spontaneously on the earth. 我们认为我们相信呢说这个生命呢在这个地球中同时的萌生出来。So it must be possible for life to appear on other suitable planets. 于是呢也是有可能说这个生命在其他的这个星球中存在。Or which there seem to be a large number in the galaxy. 或者说这个在这个星河中活得有很多这个会还有很多这种星球在这个银河中啊。但是我们不知道啊生命一开始是怎么出现的。We have two pieces of observational evidence on the probability of life appearing. 我们有两个观察的这个证据。证据是这个生命的这个存在的几率。The first is what we have fossils of algae from 3.5 billion years ago. 我们有这个 3.5 billion 是这个十亿就是35亿年前的这个35亿年前的藻类的化石藻类的这个化石。地球是was formed 4.6 billion years ago and was probably too hot for about the first half billion years. 地球是 46 亿年前形成的。可能呢当时太热啊在前半个11年的这个时间里面可能太热了。所以呢生命在地球中存在也就在这个5亿年之间是可能的 ,5 亿年后是可能的啊。Which is short compared to the 10 billion years lifetime of a planet of the Earth type. 于是它就是和这个可以在生命周期可以是10亿年的这么一个星球做成对比。这个就说明了 a probability of life appearing is reasonably high. 于是这个就说明说这个生命啊在我们这里面萌生是几率很高。If it was very low, 如果很低呢 one would have said to take most of the 10 billion years available. 我们可能认为说如果很低的话可能要这个100亿年才能形成。另一个方面想 we don't seem to have been visited by aliens. 没有这个外星人探访我们。I'm discounting the reports of UFOs. 我 discounting 是这个我在忽视啊忽视哈、啊、低估忽视这个 UFO 的这个信息那个报道 Why would they appear only to cranks and weirdos? 为什么他们非得是这种啊怪人还有这个古怪的编制的人就是说为什么外星人都得是一些坏蛋呢就是这种怪物呢 If there's a government conspiracy to suppress the reports and keep for itselfThe scientific knowledge, the aliens bring. Government conspiracy 是这个政府的阴谋去 suppress, 啊压制这个报道然后让keep for itself the scientific knowledge that aliens bring. 然后把这个外星人带来的这个科技的知识呢留给政府自己。It seems to have been a singularly ineffective policy so far.可能会感觉这是一个非常异常 singularly 啊个别的一个没有这个无效的这个政策。Furthermore, 而且 despite an extensive search by the SETI project, 尽管有一个 extensive 大量丰富的这个search 搜索啊，是被谁搜索？就是 STI。STI 是什么 ？Search for extraterrestrial intelligence 啊，就是地球以外 extraterrestrial intelligence， 寻找地球外有生物这么一个项目啊。We haven't heard any alien television quiz shows。我们在电视上也没有看到这个外星人问答啊，这么一个外星人问答节目啊。This probably indicates that there are no alien civilization at our stage of development within a radius of a few hundred light years. 在半径为几百光年这么一个地方呢，可能没有外星人的居住的地方。Ensuing an insurance policy against abduction by aliens seems a pretty safe bet. 我们这个发布这种 insurance policy 叫做保险的政策。Against 去对抗 abduction 叫做诱拐，被这个外星人的诱拐，看起来倒是一个非常非常安全的赌注。Our only chance of long-term survival is not to remain lurking on planet Earth. 我们唯一一个生存的这个几率呢？就生存的这个机遇呢，并不是只有在地球上潜伏躲着啊 ，lurking 是潜伏的意思 ，but spread out into space 是在宇宙中啊散布开来。The answer to these big questions show that we have made remarkable progress in the last 100 years。这些大问题的这些答案呢，告诉了我们，我们已经做了非常非常大的这个进步，在100年以前。But if we want to continue beyond the next 100 years, our future is in space. 如果我们想要继续在剩下的100年之后呢，在我们的未来就是在宇宙。That is why I'm in favor of manned, or should I say personed, spaceflight. 这就是为什么呢？我是 in favor of manned, 我赞成 manned, 载人，由人操作。或者可以说啊，就个人来讲叫做宇宙航天宇宙飞行。 All of my life I've sought to understand the universe and find answers to these questions. 我一生都尽力于去探索这个问题，宇宙的问题。 I have been very lucky that my disability has not been a serious handicap. 我的这个残疾哈，没有成为一个非常严重的障碍， handicap 是障碍。的确 it has probably given me more time than most people to pursue the quest for knowledge. 的确呢，它给予了我与常人更多的时间去追求这个真相。The ultimate goal, 真正的这个目标呢，是 complete theory of the universe. The ultimate goal is a complete theory of the universe, 是一个完美的这个学说啊，宇宙的完美学说。And we're making good progress.我们在做很大的进步，而且我们一直在做很大的进步。谢谢收听 ，Thank you for listening。好了，我给大家给讲完了，不知道大家有没有听明白呢？那么我们下期再会。
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。